Tara Joseph, president of AmCham in Hong Kong, and I'm here with Brian Henderson. He is COO of Baker McKenzie. Kind of your typical lawyer, man in suit with nice spectacles. But last week, he won an award at the Women of Influence Annual Awards and Conference for the Champion of the Advancement of Women. So, Brian, it's great to have you here today. I know it was a huge buzz for you to win that award and up to having a picture taken with many, many women.
Yeah, it really was, Sarah. I'm so honored to win that particular award. I am quite used now to being in a room full of women and to feel like I'm the minority. And I learn a lot from those kind of experiences. But the recognition to men in particular who get involved in this cause, I think, is so important. Because there's just simply not enough men who really interested in the issue, even care about the issue, even realize there is an issue. And that's why, as a champion, I really feel my job is to get more men understanding what challenges women face and what men can do about that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to so many women's events over the years, really enjoy them. But after a while, a lot of people start saying, why are we talking in an echo chamber? Where are the men and can they get involved in this? So could you kind of tell me what it means to be a champion for women? Like, what do you actually do?
Yeah, well, like I always say, it's not the women we need to fix. There's a lot of other things we need to fix. So I think one of the things is just the basic awareness raising, helping the men to understand that actually the playing pitch is not necessarily even. Men tend to think, oh, it's a meritocracy, everybody, you know, lives or dies on their merits. But what they don't see is that the judgment of what does merit mean, what does good performance mean, is very much defined by men. And so it tends to work in their favour, and they have a lot of advantages that they don't really realise, and the women have a lot of disadvantages that the men certainly don't appreciate. So I think the first thing is to help the men understand that actually the pitch is not even, and then to help them understand that we may need to do some things differently to even that up a little bit. And that's very hard, so I immediately get men saying, oh, but then we'll be discriminating against men, which, you know, is just nonsense. You have to treat people differently. So, you know, some of the things we need to do differently, for example, just the very simple little micro behaviours. So make sure that women have an opportunity to speak in a meeting, make sure you acknowledge their ideas when they put them forward, make sure men don't talk over the women. So very simple things like that. The other thing that I do is when we are talking about talent pipeline, you know, if I hear stuff like, oh, she seems to be a little bit lacking in gravitas, I always call that out and say, what do you mean by that? And often it is just some sort of bias that they have in terms of their perception. You know, so women do walk this tight line. They're too confident and they seem to be aggressive or pushy, not confident enough, and they seem to lack gravitas. So it's a very tight line, and the men don't really realize that they're making that judgment. And then in terms of policies and procedures, introducing mentoring programs, introducing flexible, agile working, which is not really a gender issue, actually, these days, but it can be perceived that way, and it certainly does help the women. And making sure in our recruitment that we have diverse panels, in our promotion procedures that we have diverse candidate lists. So there's a whole range of things that men can do that will hopefully move the needle over time.
You're a COO of a major law firm. I'm sure you have a lot on your plate. So how do you make sure you're doing this and incorporating it into your daily environment? Because some of that may not be natural to remember all the time.
No, I mean, I guess you go through a phase of conscious incompetence. So certainly when I started out on this, I was thinking, oh my goodness, I really am out of my depth here. I have no idea what I'm doing. And I think that is also one of the issues. A lot of men feel, ooh, I don't want to go there because I'll get it wrong, I'll embarrass myself, or, you know, I'll just make a gaffe of some kind. So you have to help get through that. I think I personally now have got to more of a conscious competence, you know, so I know what to watch out for, I know how to call it out in a way that won't upset too many people. And that's just, it's just a skill, it's just something you practice like any other skill. The more you practice it, the more comfortable you feel with it. So yeah, so I think for me it's more second nature, but in the back of my mind what I'm trying to do is just to create an environment where women feel supported, and you know, I get feedback from my women to that effect that they actually feel Baker is particularly supportive of women, and you know, that to me is just very rewarding.
I mean, support is one thing, but bottom line is another. Firms are out there to make money in many different sectors. Are you at the point where you can see it making a difference in terms of the value of the firm?
Well, I don't think I can necessarily prove that in hard numbers. But we do have, you know, 50-50 at our most, like, our entry-level partner level. You know, so that says to me that actually we are keeping our good woman right through to that level. And that must have a financial impact, because if you lose good people, it always costs you money. There's always that drop-off in productivity, and then you've got to try and replace, or you've just got a gap. So there's definitely a financial impact. I think the challenge for us is still getting the women right through to the very most senior levels and into the leadership positions. And I think that also will have a bottom line impact, because we will look more like our clients and we'll think more like our clients. Our decision making will be better informed. And I think in these days of rapidly changing markets, and particularly in our industry, where a lot of general counsel at our clients are women, you know, that's so important that they see women in leadership in law firms.
Yeah, but some of that stuff maybe you can't actually be a cheerleader for because women have a different career trajectory based around having children, etc. A lot of people drop off the career ladder. So do you feel there are just some things that you can't make happen? You can only try to simplify the corporate environment for women?
Well, look, you know, we have polled our partners on the exact question of why is it that fewer women aspire to be partners in our firm? And the answer that we got back from that poll was it's just women making choices. And at the end of the day, I suppose that is right. Women do make choices. But I definitely think, and I believe very strongly, that there are a lot of things that I can do, that we can do, that will help some of those women to make a different choice. So if they feel supported, if they feel it's not going to set their career back, if they feel they'll be supported when they come back into the workplace so that they can ramp back up and still have time to juggle their other commitments, you know, then I think there's no reason why you cannot be successful as a working mother. And many of our partners actually do have families, and they do manage to make that balance work.
Well, the Women of Influence Awards last week, it was a stellar event. It was very uplifting, and there were quite a few guys there who are also really thinking about how to take this on board in their companies. But for those who weren't there, what would you say is a good starting point for executives who want to bring diversity and really build this sort of champion for women in their companies?
Well, I mean, I think they're very welcome to reach out to me or any of our other male allies, and you can contact us through the Women's Foundation. I think another thing to do is just to do some basic research on the internet. Harvard Business Review has written a lot of articles. McKinsey have done some really excellent research. There's a lot of material out there. So to get you over that, what do I do? How do I not make a fool of myself? Just do some basic reading around. And then I think the next thing is to maybe talk to some of the women who are closest to you, maybe some of your direct reports, and just say, look, you know, I've been thinking about this. Would you mind if we have a conversation around it and you tell me what it's like being a woman in this business? And that will be quite eye-opening for most men, I think, if they're brave enough to do that.
A starting point for sure. And Brian Henderson, congratulations. Thanks very much for dropping by the chamber today.
My pleasure. Thanks very much.